Hello, I'm Emmy Longray, and I will be one of your hosts for Concert Nova's musical celebration of Paris in the Roaring Twenties, and the avant-garde musicians known as Le Groupe des Six, Les Six, happening this Monday and Tuesday at the Transept in Over the Rhine. Well, Concert Nova always wants to make a mix of music, and particularly chamber music, associated with a context, a historical artistic context. And that's the second part of something that's going to take three years of a French music context. So last year we had the cabaret Belle Époque, and this year we have the Roaring Twenties, which was a crazy period, very creative, very avant-garde group of people gathering after First World War, and Paris was really, really exciting in that period. The pieces we have chosen are based on the Six, Le Groupe des Six, which are six musicians. At that time, they were very young. Some of them became very famous and lived until the 70s. But at this period, they were really provocative, young, and they wanted to have fun. They wanted to push the boundaries after Ravel, Debussy, Stravinsky. They wanted to have a good time and reinvent, in a way, some freedom, some amusement, and some provocative style in music. Their mentors were Erik Satie and Jean Cocteau as a writer, as a poet, and an inspiration. First part will be chamber music based on the six, so there's a little bit of each six composers, and a little historical context. And the second part is Les Mariés de la Tour Eiffel, the Wedding on the Eiffel Tower, or the Bride on the Eiffel Tower, which is a burlesque, kind of a surrealistic, Dadaist, crazy piece. Doesn't make any sense, but it's very funny. And this involves 15 musicians on stage, two narrators, two or three dancers, and two comedians. So that's a lot of people. And to serve this really amusing, also to remember in the context, surrealistic, absurd humor of a play. For more information about the Roaring Twenties, Les Six, from Concert Nova, go to wvxu.org. And right now I'm reading a book called Better Than Before by Gretchen Rubin. I like the book because I loved her previous book that was called Happiness Project, and I thought that was a very attractive title. And then the second title, Better Than Before, is a good title too. It's not a novel. It's just an essay on mastering the habits of our everyday life. And I think at every age, so even if, you know, really you're a grown-up, you always have to make progress and organize your time, the priorities you make in your life to have a better life. So that's probably why she wrote it after the Happiness Project, because maybe time management is part of happiness, if you can handle this correctly. And I love her style. It's full of research, full of humor. It's not like a lecture. It's very entertaining, very funny to read. Although she does not give you habits that you should have, she just helps you to understand yourself in a way of how these habits could be set up and how you work to do better with that.